I thank you. I appreciate you giving me a half an hour of your time. Every goddamn time I do this, I appreciate it, and I want to let you know. I will answer your emails. I love your emails, and they let me know that you're there. That's all. I want to leave you with a kind of a cruisy song. Not that cruisy. Big Fatty immediately started to put on his leather kilt. He heard the word cruise. Not that kind of cruise, ya... perv. Ya leather-wearing perv. I may be a shut-in, but you're a... perv. He cracked me up the other day. Because I do listen to him right as I'm going to bed, as I listen to most podcasts, with a one thing that fits in my ear, and so Gooch can sleep next to me, and I listen. And at one point towards the end, he yelled, wake up, you old shut-in! And it just cracked me up because he was talking to me. However, comma, I want to end with a song, an old song...
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online!
Wake up, you old shut-in.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 284 of the BFO for Friday, the 6th of March, 2009. Y'all, coming up on today's show, Big Fatty has got his little note-et card here, and y'all, I've got several things listed on here to include a conspiracy about Lost. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your Friday is going fabulously, because y'all, by the time most of you on the East Coast hear this, Big Fatty is going to be skyward. That's right, because y'all, this is the morning that Big Fatty and Miss Kitty and Granny and Miss Porter are getting on the Delta Airlines. We fly to the Atlantas. Hi, Frank in Atlanta. We have about 3-hour layover there. We'll have maybe a Chick-fil there in the airport, and then we will get on the plane going to the Fort Lauderdales, and we land there about 3:15 in the afternoon, 3:30 in the afternoon. We'll get the rental car, we'll get checked in over at the In Leather, and then look out, because we are going out for some grub. Y'all will have some grub, and then we are going to head on out to the Ramrod, y'all, because that is the place to be on Friday night. So we're going to go to the Ramrod and have some adult beverages. Y'all, they pour a manly drink at the Ramrod there in the Fort Lauderdales. And then we will be in the Fort Lauderdales at the In Leather Friday night and Saturday night. And then on Sunday, early afternoon, you know what's going to happen. Well, you know, you may not know what's going to happen. Here, let's do this. It's time for Big Fatty's Cruise Update. Y'all, we received an e-letter on Thursday morning from the folks at Atlantis, and they have told us who the surprise guest star is. It is none other than Kimberly Locke, who I believe came in third on last year's American Idol. And she is going to be doing two concerts. She will be doing... two concerts on Sunday evening. We have to be on the boat by 4 o'clock. But then, y'all, because the boat is completely sold out, the boat's not going to actually leave Fort Lauderdale until about 11 o'clock on Sunday night, because there's no place to put her and her band on the boat, because, you know, it's a brand new boat and it's all sold out and it's fabulous. And, you know, if it were an old run-down boat, I'm sure there'd be plenty of places for her to stay on board. But y'all, she's going to do her shows, and then she and her band are going to get off, and we are going to have a nighttime sail away. So y'all, that sounds like loads of a funsy onesie. Now, y'all, Big Fatty was all packed last night, and then, y'all, I woke up this morning, I had forgotten to pack the fiber. Oh, my God. What a horrible, horrible trip it would have been to not have fiber, although I could have bought some in the Fort Lauderdales. But, y'all, I have got everything ready to go, except I'll pack the computer Friday morning, and then Miss Kitty and I will be off to the airport. We are going to head out there around 8 a.m., and we'll be ready to go. Now, y'all, I have got some things here on my card that I forgot to mention. Y'all, we got a brand new coffee machine in the coal mine, and it's one of those Keurig. Is that what it's called? Keurig? And you put the little cups, they look like the little cream cups that the little cream comes in, but it's a little bit bigger than that, like a shot cup or something. And it has the different coffee blends and tea blends and everything. You just stick that in there and it shoots that into your coffee cup. And y'all, it's good. Oh, it's fabulous. So we've got the new coffee machine there. Y'all, I heard on the news the other day that there was an outdoor mall, and I want to say it's in the Southern Californias, but perhaps Miss West can comment on that. But y'all, they're trying to keep the young kids from hanging out at these malls, these outdoor malls that they have in the Southern Californias. I think that's where it is. I'm not 100% sure. But y'all, their way to do it is they are piping in Barry Manilow music throughout the mall area so that the kids don't hang around. And it seems to be working. So I'm not sure what that says about Barry Manilow, but I do know what it says about the Sea Hag. So anyway, y'all, I've been wanting to do my taxes all week long, and I just haven't been able to focus on that, and I'm afraid I'm going to have to pay. Although I shouldn't, but I might have to, because, you know, that Biloxi Blues, you know, I directed that and they didn't take any taxes out on me. So I may have to pay. But, have decided now that I'm going to wait until I get back, and then I will file my taxes online. So, because, y'all, I do it online. I said do. Y'all, I received some e-letters, and y'all, last night, I got this e-letter at 9:11 p.m., which is 9:11 Eastern Time, and it says, "Oh dear Gussie, there must be a fan of the Fat One writing for The Lost. In tonight's opening scene, we heard the term hootenanny." And y'all, it's true. It's true. One of the guys in one of the Dharma stations put a reel-to-reel tape on the machine, and then he turned it on, and the music started playing, and this guy was dancing with this girl, and this other guy in his Dharma outfit jumpsuit comes through the door, and he says something like, "I'm gone for 10 minutes, and you're already having a hootenanny." Y'all, nobody uses the term hootenanny except for the Big Fat One. So, I am guessing that one of the Larry the Lurkers is a listener. And I want to thank Tom of the Tom and Terry in the Chicagos for pointing that out. Although Big Fatty did hear that as well. So, oh, I'm kind of snotty, y'all. Y'all, did you notice, I know many of you are not of the religious persuasion. And I just want to know that if by chance you are of the religious persuasion and you're still looking for something to give up for Lent, I'm going to suggest giving up Auntie Vera And VeraSpeaks.com. Yeah, that's right. I said it this time. Just give that up for Lent, okay? And y'all, once you give it up, it will be easy to just stay away from that. It'll be much easier to give that up than to give up chocolate or to give up voice letters.
Hello?
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 Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, hello, Barney.
Hello.
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 Hi.
How you doing there?
Yo.
Hello.
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 Yo, yo.
Hello.
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 Hi, Big Fatty. This is Brian in Danbury. I know it's been a while since I've called, but, you know, you posting that that horror picture almost made me touch myself inappropriately. And I got to thinking, you know what? Maybe we could have Big Fatty introduce us to the Horror 101. How about a Thursday podcast where you just talk about some of the basics of the horror? Because I'm sure there's some of your listeners that just have no idea kind of how to get started, because we're so intimidated by the men in the leather, the various rules and positions and accoutrements, but maybe that's just a request. Otherwise, you can just tell me just to find out it myself, which is probably not that easy. But anyway, thanks for the show, and thanks for the cruise update, and you got me thinking that in the fall, my partner and I, we're going to be taking another cruise, and thinking about a longer, two-weeker, transatlantic-y kind of repositioning cruise on Royal Caribbean, and looking at some of the itineraries, and probably the November time frame, but we enjoy the longer ones, because you get like 4, 5, 6 sea days in a row as you're transiting the Atlantic Ocean, and that's really relaxing, because there's nothing better than doing nothing. But anyway, thanks for everything, and keep up the good work. Bye.
Bye, Brian. Thank you so much for calling. And y'all, Brian was evidently driving when he was making that call, because y'all, that call was about twice as long as what you just heard. Big Fatty went through and took out the pauses in there like he was looking up to make sure he wasn't going to ram into something. So anyway, Brian, I hadn't thought about that. I am delighted that you wanted to touch yourself inappropriately after seeing the pictures that Big Fatty has posted about the horror group. And anyway, that's something to consider. I may have to consider that once the you know, the big cruise is over. But you know, y'all, I'm sure there'll be plenty of horrifying things for Big Fatty to post all of next week. Actually, there'll be lots of deliciousness for Big Fatty to post next week. And y'all, guess who else Big Fatty has heard from? That's right, the number one fan of the BFO.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Bill. Hey, I wanted to let you know that I got home today and there was a big yellow package in my door. I picked it up and carried it in, and I could not believe all the goodness that was in there. A keychain, pen, paper, and especially a T-shirt made by the company called Anvil. Is that the exclusive maker of all your T-shirt? It was 2XL, perfect size, so I just wanted to call and tell you thanks, and I am your number one fan. And by the way, remember the census. They're counting on you.
Enter the census. We're counting on you.
See you later. Bye.
Y'all, that was Bill from the St. Louis, and he got his package of the number one fan stuff. And y'all, it was kind of paper, but it was a notepad that had Big Fatty's head on it. So, anyway. Y'all, speaking of things that have Big Fatty's head on it, Tim Cornwall's got some of them.
Big Fatty!
Hey, Big Fatty. This is Tim Cornwall. And I'm calling, I got the text here because I just got off Subway and it looks like they're getting ready to start shooting a movie here. They must have been thinking of you because you pulled out all the stops today on your show. My God, I haven't laughed so hard in a long time. So, anyway... So, yeah, we are going to the mothership this weekend. Mr. Ron Potosoho will be, hoisting it right on down the steps into the fabulous Potosoho. And, who knows what we'll come out with. But anyway, it would be just like you to pull out all the stops, right before you go on a cruise. But I know that we will have some shows. That we will have some shows while you are on the cruise, because, of course, God knows you can't go a whole week without telling us what the hell's going on in your life. So, but, you know, we love it. We love it very much. Anyway, this is a patron thing. And, so, yeah. I'm going in the paper mill. Back to work. Bye.
Y'all, that was Mr. Tim Cuomo, like I said, who is the patron saint of the BFO, and he will be in the New Yorks this weekend. Y'all, it is the traveling weekend. That's all I got to say. And y'all, if you happen to be traveling to a Dairy Queen this weekend, you might run into the Dairy Fairy.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's DQ Rick, the Dairy Fairy calling. Just got done listening to your latest episode and just wanted to call in response to Brian in Boston punishing himself by listening to Anti-Vera Charles's show. It's only severe punishment if he listens to Anti-Vera Charles first. I listen to both podcasts. I love you and I love Anti-Vera, but I love you just a little bit more because I listen to your show first and then go on to listen to any other show that might be on my iPod. Anyway, just wanted to call that in. Can't wait for the next show. Bye.
Now, y'all, DQ Rick has not tried to hide it at all, that he listens to Big Fatty when he's in the shower. And he mentioned just now that he listens to Big Fatty first. So, let's see, after you shower, while you're listening to Auntie Vera's show, let's see, I wonder what you could possibly be doing during that. Let's just leave it at that. All right, y'all. I have got one more call that I'm going to play today, and it is from the one and only Jeremiah. In case you're traveling down to Mississippi.
Big Fatty, how are you? This is Jeremiah. I was going to call and wish you bon voyage on your gentleman's cruise that you're about to embark on here over the weekend. I hope you have a wonderful time and make many new, delightful friends of the gentleman that will be aboard with you. Make sure that Larry Vader is not in some of your luggage, though. You know how he is, with free trips and all. Anyway, I'm sure you'll have many wonderful stories for many weeks to come. And unlike some people, you're going on that new ship, so the deck furniture shall not have to be repainted. One would hope. All right, then, Big Fatty, have a good time. Bye-bye.
Y'all, I love Jeremiah. Jeremiah, let me make this perfectly clear to everyone. There are a couple of things that will absolutely not happen on Big Fatty's cruise. By the way, did I mention I'm going on a cruise? We leave Sunday. Did I mention Kimberly Locke is singing to us before we ever leave the port? She was number 3 on American Idol last year. So, anyway, I wish they'd gotten that David Archuleta, except, you know, all those queens would be all over him trying to lick him. Y'all, a couple things that absolutely will not happen on this cruise. Number one, Big Fatty will not be seen in a caftan. No. Number two, the deck furniture will not be repaired. Oh, dear Gussie. Will not be replaced, even if it is broken and in need of replacing. I would never go to the purser's office and complain about the deck furniture needing to be
my deck furniture needs to be replaced.
And y'all, I feel quite certain. By the way, y'all, if you want to see what the celebrity solstice looks like, go over to CelebritySolstice.com. CelebritySolstice.com. And just take a look at the ship that Big Fatty will be in. And y'all, I remembered that the other person who had a birthday was Michael from QCast.
Wake up, you old shut-in.
Y'all, he's old, too. You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good, gosh, and gay.
Meow!
has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.